Time for this one. Let me know when we're live, when we're live. Zacharia, when you want to say something, please do speak, by the way. And
yes,
you got your microphone. We hear you in the house. Agutevach, everyone.
Agutevach, agutevach.
We're so full of joy for Chodesh Adar. Overwhelming joy because this year we have two Adars. 60 days just of a lot of joy, and we're so happy to start this off. With Zusha, we got Shlomo and Zacharia.
Shalom, shalom.
There's no better way to start.
Chaim Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nihya Bidvaro.
Amen.
Which camera do we look in?
All the cameras. We have a lot of cameras. We're here in Flow Motion Studios. They're overwhelming us with such a big crew. And we have actually a special surprise here. I was presently surprised. We have a nice, amazing talent here taking a video. Are we ready to go?
Everyone, L'chaim z'chaya.
L'chaim.
We have a special song about saying L'chaim. On Purim. We're getting warmed up here.
L'chaya v'nesh l'vesu.
We have a special surprise. We have a nice song. Zeshe. Go ahead. We have a nice song on these lyrics.
So we've actually never sung this song. Maybe once to a couple friends, but never performed it. But this is a Achai Vinish that came to Zachai and I about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. Purim time. Chayev nishli v'sevavu mei. Chayev nishli v'sevavu mei. Ah. So, Boisim in the Gemara in Aramaic, also this week's Parsha, it said, Besamim Rosh, for the Shemen, you need Besamim Rosh. Besamim means some sort of fragrant, smelling, good thing. It could also mean, in Aramaic, it has the context of like inebriation to some extent. So, this inebriating type of thing. But I think what it means is Chayv Inish Lev Sume. Sum is like blind. You need a blind heart. Why do you need a blind heart? Because you just need to trust Hashem. You need to give your heart to Hashem for a second. You need to let Hashem just take over and just guide you. Because sometimes our heart is like it's got a straitjacket on. We don't know what to do. But what if we say, okay, I'm not trying to feel. I'm going to let Hashem guide me. I'm going to feel what Hashem wants me to feel. But also, Chayvinish Lev Sume is like Sam, like a drug, like an elixir. Let your heart be filled with an elixir. Wow. And that's Torah. And that's Chassidus. And that's music.
That's real. Let's do something about Mashiach. People are requesting your Mashiach song. Hold on a second. We gotta find this one.
I'm squeaking around.
Now we're talking. I feel like we're still in the Caribbean, still on the ship, Zach. Yes, I'm a she, yeah. Yes, I'm a she, yeah.
Yeah, Pasha is actually full of Mashiach because it's the Mishkan, it's the Beis HaMikdash.
Mishkan says in Shir Hashirim, Ashcheini acharecha narutza, draw me after you and I will run. Ashcheini, the Rebbe say that Ashcheini is Miloshen Mishkan, because that the Rav Nachman writes, that there's koach hamuchrach and there's koach hanimshach, koach hamashiach, koach hamashicha. That there's a perforce force and then there's a natural flowing force. And that there's, if you throw a ball in the air, so the strength of that throw up will eventually have it down. It was perforce. The ball was naturally connecting to the ground. It's drawn towards the ground. So it only stays up as high as long as
the force
that threw it up. But then that meshicha that we have towards the ground, that's the meshicha that really exists between us and Hashem, between us and each other, and between us and...
Like a candle to a flame.
Exactly. That meshicha is what really exists between us and the tzaddik, between us and each other, between families and between all of Klal Yisrael. And so the things that hold us behind are perforce, and they have an expiration date. So we're asking, we're saying, Mashcheini acharecha narutza, let me get back to that koach ha-mashicha, that drawn force.
The real natural gravity.
Yeah, the real gravity. The gravitational force towards every pasuk, towards every se'if in the Shulchan Aruch. The gravitational force towards each other, you know? And that's why when everything fell apart by the Beis HaMikdash, we have a minhag to go back to the ground. It says with Nasan of Breslov, this is the same thing. The same thing is because now we sit on the floor because we're returning to the gravitational force. Because the tzaddik is the ground for our lives. And the minhagim and Halachos of the Torah and Dvar Hashem, Ratzon Hashem. That is the ground that we really live on, and that which separates us from the ground is sometimes we need to forget about it for a second and just go back to that natural force.
Sing very well. Some singers know how to speak very well. It's really amazing. Guys, if you have any requests, don't forget to comment. I'm looking at my phone the whole time. Could we change up the style a little?
Yeah, let's do it.
We have to have a chiddush here every time, you know?
Gemara, it says that there's no Beis Midrash without a Chiddush, so there's no studio without a Chiddush as well.
That's it.
First world tour and Chasde Hashem, and we're in a funny place. Like we were thinking a lot about quantity. We need this amount of songs. We need this and that. If we have all these numbers right, then we could put out another tour, and do another CD with another tour. And it wasn't really, didn't quite feel right. There was something off about it, but we still hadn't gotten the message from Hashem about the right way to be thinking about it. And this guy named Dover walks into the green room backstage after this show, and lo lo and behold, he's Hashem's messenger. And he says the message about the power of one song. And that's really all we need in our life, to like go from impoverished thinking to wealthy thinking, the thinking of a wealthy spiritual soul. So, and we entered back into the palace of the king. We were like kind of like in this shack. We're like, we have nothing, we don't have enough, we don't. And like, your mind, do you have one song? Because if you have one song, then your mom is in the king's palace. And that's kind of where the song came from. A simple Jew relaying the message for Hashem to a couple confused Jews.
One song is enough to change the world.
And while he was saying this story that took us there, not for now, but basically that story, basically a new song was coming, and for me that was that one song. And he was like speaking to me as I have one song and I wasn't appreciating it, you know.
And which one was that song?
This song.
Oh wow.
I was writing it while he was telling the story, so then I sang it to him, and Zach and I and a friend, and I was singing to him this song. We wrote it to him. So he said, I was singing Dovber to Dovber. Yeah.
It's a true story, Chevra, right here. It's enough to become healthy. Li'ibari, body means a healthy person. Enough with one mimer. One song can change everything.
And the funny thing is, we actually recorded the next day.
Kidding.
We went to Joshua Tree. We were in California. We met him in California. And the next day, we went to Joshua Tree and we recorded the song. And then, like, a year later, somebody sent us a clip. It was, like, by the Baal Shem Tov. Shanto, hey, look at Baal Shem Tov. You have that clip? When somebody just sent you?
It was all over the place. You know, in the summer, I go through different camps. You know, we make these different concerts. Every place we went, the whole camp is Dover. It was like
the head madrich. The head madrich. Or the principal, yeah.
And it's like, he was like saying how the music was so meaningful for him. And it was just like, thank you for what you guys do. And then the song blew up. And now he's like walking around and everyone's singing about him. You must feel the Baruch Hashem, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, we met amazing. His sister not long ago, and it was his birthday not long ago, and every once in a while I run into him in 770 or somewhere important. Yeah, he's a real person. He exists, and he's a sweet Jew.
Yeah. Wow. Dober, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dober. If you're listening, if you're out there in the ether, we're here thinking about you.
People want to know who this Dover is. I'm getting texts as we're speaking, so I'm just telling you what people are asking.
Let every Dover speak.
People are watching us in Venezuela.
Let any Dover speak to you, let that affect you. And anyone with any other name too. If they're saying something real, let it go in.
Send our love to Venezuela. Hopefully they're doing okay.
Talking about Mashcheni before.
Yeah, Mashcheni.
We forgot that. So what came up? I don't know
how to play.
That's right. So this song is from Shir Shirim. In Yeshiva, they would sing it a lot. And I just saw a clip on Twitter and it reminded me of the song. And it's exactly the song you needed again. 8 years later. Mau vashcheini acharecha no maru vutzau. Mau vashcheini acharecha no maru vutzau. Yoni amelech Da da da.
Matoevu Yalecha Yalecha Anyone request?
could just listen to you forever, you know?
I could listen to that harp.
Because it's just flows, you know? It's Mashcheni. I'd like to thank all our listeners, Chevra, whoever is tuning in, from wherever you are. We see you well live. Simchas Vat. All the way from here, from Flow Motions, we spread the light to the whole world. We got Matzev.com, we got Gruntig, we got Lakewood.
We also want to thank all those who've never listened before, because it makes it exciting to see new,
you
know, names.
You have a lot of
numbers.
A lot of fans and shit that are tuning in for you.
Yeah. Is this like the Grammys, like outro music?
Shabbos. While I was on the subway, on my way to Shabbos in the Upper West Side, with some dear friends, I was learning Shnayim Mikra. So, one of the things I found interesting was, we know in writing a Sefer Torah, in the laws of writing a Sefer Torah, a Megillah, Mezuzah, and Tefillin, all such holy writings, there's a particular laws that are spelled out in Shulchan Aruch and in Sfarim, more modern, to deal with all the circumstances and questions. And one of the things that's taught there is that to write a Sefer Torah, the letters have to be written. They can't be carved out into form. Meaning, one can't take a hide, an animal hide that's prepared for writing upon, cover it in ink, and then erase everything so that it says what needs to be said. That's not a legal, you know, Torah scroll. That's not a legal mezuzah or pair of tefillin. You could put it on your head, it might look exactly right, but if you just scraped everything off so that all the black ink appears to be the letters that need to be written, it's not okay because it needs to be written. It can't be carved out. Does it make sense? Clear so far? Okay, so then what's interesting is the miksha. All the things that are made out of miksha, like the menorah has to be miksha, zahav. So the Aramaic for miksha is nagid ta'aved, make it nagid. Nagid is like carve it out, like hit it, like bang it. But nagid is also like yisnagdus, like a misnagid. It's very interesting that it's like through the hisnagdus, you're able to create the seven stems of the menorah. And through the hisnagdus, you can create the kruvim, through the opposition. Meaning that the way Rashi goes elaborately to describe how to make the kruvim, even though we're not allowed to make it now until there's a Beis Hamikdash, so we should be allowed to make it now because hopefully the Beis Hamikdash will be constructed, will be ready for it. For now, Shech will come, the Yon Navi, the white donkey, will get everything ready, flowing. coming to Crown Heights. It'll be a new whole news report. It'll be good. Good news. Beseres Tovos, not the absent. But until that moment, which should be very shortly, maybe in just a moment, basically we're not allowed to make the Kruvim, but we still have to understand how it works, and Rashi is very concerned that we should be aware of how it works. So basically, he says you should have a big enough glob of gold from which you, like, basically you have this big glob, you start banging it in the center, and you start creating a space and distinguishing two forms, one male, one feminine, and like childlike with wings. But the interesting thing I thought was, like, the way that they're made is by creating space, taking one thing and creating space, revealing that it was two, and kind of making space for those two beings to be indistinct with each other. And then in the laws, in the other parts, it said that the Rashi elaborates that there should be enough space between the budim, between the poles, that two people could walk comfortably. So amatayim v'chetzi, I think, is supposed to accomplish that. It was enough. So Gemara, which says that every person takes like an amma, takes an amma of space, which is not so much, but somehow that amma of space. Rabbi Ulai, students, Eloi, I think, Eloi Ulai, I forget how to pronounce it, but one of the Tanoim says that every person only takes one amma. So amma time v'chetzi leaves a little bit of leeway room. So an amma, and then another half, just a little leeway. So there should be enough so that the two levim, the two kohanim carrying it, can walk comfortably. So I was thinking that's really the etzim of the Torah, that covering the Torah, which has to be written in a specific form, is that it's chak toichos. We're actually supposed to carve out, and the kruvim are supposed to be made from this created space, from the space in which was revealing what was already there, which was already in potential to be, but allowing two distinct things to be and then to interact and have their space, and that really at the center of the Aron is actually the space, not the things, but the space between the things. So then I was thinking, like, that's really what the whole Torah is. V'havta l'recha kamocha is not,
you have to create the space.
Yeah, it's about creating space between each other, rather than focusing on myself or solely on the other. It's actually about that space in between the two of us that's more important. Like, how can the two of us who are so different, whether it's a husband and wife, who are, you know, having trouble understanding how to deal with some of the distinctions in their opinions about education for their children or whatever it may be, or where to live. Actually, more important than either of the opinions is how they can interact to create, like, this space where they both can interact together and kind of influence each other. And that space is mamish kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. And that's where the voice of Hashem spoke to Moshe when he would walk into the Omoid. It would come mibena kruvim. Not from the kruvim, from mibena kruvim. It's from that space in between, that carved out space, which takes a voda, and it's extremely a lot of elbow grease to being that in-between space between the kruvim. That's where the real avodah is. So we should be zeicha, nagid taved. We should be able to deal with the oppositional forces like ezer kenegda, and mamish allow that to inspire us and not see it as a challenge, but look as a beautiful opportunity to make kruvim.
It's really special. So Masadik, actually, he once sent one of his Talmidim, it's connected to this week's Pasha, he once sent one of his Talmidim to collect money, and he collected from all the Hasidim, and the Hasid came back with a full thing, you know, of golden coins. The Otzema Tzedek told him, put it all on the table, and, you know, poured out all the coins, and the Otzema Tzedek made piles, you know, 1 rubles, 5 rubles, but even in the number of rubles, he made different piles. Of 5 rubles, was like a whole bunch of different piles. And the Chassid didn't understand why the Tzemach Tzedek did this. Tzemach Tzedek, but he didn't want to answer. He didn't want to ask, so Tzemach Tzedek left for a second. So he changed, took two coins, same number, like 2, 5 ruble, and switched them around. Tzemach Tzedek came back and as he's putting on, before he put each coin, he has to look at it carefully and put it in the pile. Look at it, and he saw the pile. He said, "How could we have made such a mistake?" And that's at that point the chassid said, "I'm sorry. I actually switched it around." He said, "This matdeya, this fibula came from somebody that it was so difficult for him to give this money. It was like mamish mesiras nefesh. This money is going for something very, very special. You can't just go, you know, there's money for this, there's money for that. And sometimes this money for poor people either to be able to eat or to be able to learn, you know, or somebody just to buy a pair of shoes, which is also very special." So the Tzemach Tzedek was able to see each coin where it came from. The same thing is with Tzalel. It says, Malechas Machsheves. When he created the Aron, when he chose the gold for the Aron, for the Mizbeach, he knew which gold to choose from. He knew which gold from which person, how it came, in order to, because everybody wants their gold to be chosen for the Aron or for the Mizbeach. So this is something really special that says Malechas Machsheves, that you need to use your cup besides creating the space and everything else to know where this gold is coming from. So that's the lesson from this parasha. Let's show what else you got, Shlomo. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Then I know, you know, you know, you know. Da 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 da.
Hashem, oh, 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 I give it
دل عشم گنگیتا وای کیل یا وای لامه یا لام خواست دای های دل عشم گنگیتا
Samuel Chassadecha Gimei Olam
Two Chadashim, 2 months of Adar, so you guys could watch this again and again and again, and it will make you besimcha ad lidai. I would like to thank again COL and Gruntig and Matziv.com, Liquid Scoop, Kikara Shabbat, Toda Lachem, Geula Adarfem, Vasis Nayas, the Greater Lakewood, and Shizoli. Of course, I would like to thank Hashem for letting this happen. You should know, each time this happens, it's a real miracle. And all the tzaddikim, amir kulam tzaddikim. It's really a big miracle, because every time we just put this together, and there's so many reasons why this shouldn't work out. And Baruch Hashem, when it does work out, it's just amazing, you know? It's like unbelievable. And I would like to thank again Flow Motions for making this happen. And
let's get Menachem out of here.
I'm giving so many thank yous, but the truth is,
yeah, come.
Yeah, we got Menachem in the house. Menachem, come over. We got Menachem Weinstein here. You're going to have to decide what you want to
say. Come say hello, Menachem. Two Menachems. Anyone named Menachem?
You usually don't
here?
See him wearing this.
If anyone is named Menachem, please stand up. Come say hello. Why not?
Shavua Tov, guys. Is this good? I'm
yeah, we hear you. We hear you well.
Perfect.
Who's doing the cameras? We don't know because...
You got it. There we go. Actually, I want to do something fun. I want to remix one of their songs over here. I got to tell you guys very quickly. When your album dropped, okay, I was upstate New York with a friend when your new album came out, guys. And we sat down on Motzei Shabbos and we played one song each, stopped, spoke about it. Next song, oh, what an experience. So thank you for your music, guys, and keep on doing it.
Yeah.
I want to remix, very quickly, I want to remix one of their songs. Give me that hip-hop beat that you did for Dove Bear.
Break it down. Sure. Oh, he knows it already. Yeah. He knows what he wants.
No pressure.
That's good. No, that's good. What key? Let's have
a look. Okay. So I'm going to remix Ani Maamin.
Yeah.
Let's go for it, man. In front of you guys. There's no pressure here, but you know.
No pressure.
It is what it is.
Alright.
Here we go. I bevia samashiach, bevia samashiach, ani maamin.
Yeah. Alright, check it out. Yo. Amongst the great thunder, the storm and the rain, the sun's rays will shine bright, no more tears, no more pain, the sweet smell of nature will sing praise to the Lord. Like a creator, begin to plow with a sword, Mashiach will lead us, take us out of the dark, show us how to change evil to a holy spark. Now is the time to see his holy face, but there's no finish line without running the race. You gotta do your part, yeah, get up and start. It's no game, if no shame, no sin and blame. Stand up, don't hide, give up and see your drive. Gotta go to water if you wanna see the tide. Get off your high horse, go back to the source. Use source, change your set the right course. God's apart us our eyes to see through lies, be wise, scream to the skies, out of sight. Yeah.
How do you do that?
Oh, yeah, ani maamin. Oh, ani maamin. I bevia samashiach, bevia samashiach, ani maamin. Oh, ani maamin.
Yeah. I see the light in front of me, I see the fire in front of me, but what I see in front of me is not the right to see, yeah.
It's not the light to see. It's not the light to see. Oh, bevia samashiach, bevia samashiach, ani maamin. Oh, ani maamin. I bevia samashiach, bevia samashiach, ani maamin, oh ani maamin, yeah yeah.
Tada rabba.
Menachem,
tavo.
It's funny
because we have a guy, Chevre. We have someone named Menachem. I don't know if I could say his last name. I could? Menachem Kozlovsky. He's actually the one that told me about you guys when we were back in Chevra. You know? Back in the day, he's like, bitch, you gotta get these guys. You gotta get them. They sing and they sing like nobody's business.
Oh, well.
Menachem.
Finally let you out.
Thank you, Menachem. Great job.
Menachem was the one who welcomed us, into Crown Heights.
He was mamish there from the very, very beginning.
When we had no meals for Shabbos, Menachem and his wife and his children, they should all be have wonderful health, wonderful wealth, and wonderful brachas ad
v'lidai. And a great record collection.
And a gewaldig record collection. Anyway, so he and his family would take us in, Zechariah and I and our friends, and like mamish, like probably like 10 or 15 Shabbosos just like lit up my life. I was going to IU, and there's a lack of heaven.
You never know.
Yeah, so all those noise complaints, you could direct us retroactively.
We just got one last week.
We got a noise complaint last week. We had a for bringing in my apartment with my chaverim, and I had a chiddush. Right, so where was the noise complaint? Is it from upstairs? No, it was from downstairs. What's downstairs? Tata. Isarusa de la Tata. There's an awakening from below. And we know that Alpi Chassidus, if there's awakening from below, then you could rest assured, avadai, avadai, there's an awakening above. So we knew that something had happened, davka, when the person started screaming at us. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov says. That's what Reb Nachman says. That when we have struggles in our life and things aren't going well, you should know that tremendous brachos are coming your way. People take it the opposite. We think that all the brachos when everything is going smoothly. And obviously that's bracha. But we get special hidden brachos when things aren't going the way that we thought. Or when someone's screaming at us, it's mamish the biggest tikkun haneshama. So we should be zeicha to look at those moments as the opportunities to mamish be suntanned by the infinite light and mamish the infinite brachas of Hashem.
Amazing.
Davka when there's a lot of sun and the sun glaring in our eyes.
I think we have one more song.
We got one more song.
Official text message.
Oh yeah.
That is the last song.
Okay, but I have something very important to say first of all, because sometimes big things can start from very small things, and that's what Menachem reminded me. This whole kumsit started from something really, really, really small. Just for me listening to my wife one time. It was 3 years ago.
Just one time? You should be zeicha to listen to your wife forever, and everyone should be zeicha to listen to their wives.
But this started from a little thing because it wasn't really my style of thing to do, to hold and Instagram and things. And we were doing like something for C-teens, and my wife, Hege, she said, when you finish, just go back to your studio and just hold your phone and make a little kumsitz. Just sit and maybe sing a song or whatever it is. And just make sure she was explaining, hold your phone this way, make sure it's not this way. She was like explaining to me, the only thing is that's the only thing you have to worry about. And since then, every week, just to hold the phone. That's how it started. This comes.
Well, you still hold the phone the same way.
And my wife used to hold the phone. We got, you know, we upgraded. She started holding. Then we got a fancy little stand for the phone, and then we got a camera. And since
I have a whole production,
she is the one that actually runs everything behind the scenes. Because I just came from like Karen and Simchas and Mikala. They have a huge auction tonight, which is just amazing, helping Hassan and Kalas. You know, Quran Heights, you don't realize people don't go around asking for Hasan and Kala, Hasan, you know, Hanas and Kala, because Devorah is the one that takes care of all of that. And tonight's her auction. So, you know.
She should be blessed.
Yeah, she should be blessed for with everything, everything good. So I just came from there, and Peggy took care of everything from A to Z. You know, she contacts the singers. She, you know, when I can't get through, she manages to pull through. So, thank you for that. We got time for one more song? What's that song?
Da 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 da.
Ay, 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 ay Everybody, thank you.
Have a golden night. Have a golden night.
There's so much we still have to talk about. Bezat Hashem, we come back.
Oh yeah,
it's just the first time.
Next one will be you hear this, we're gonna hold them. We're gonna hold them to this.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Skaria.
Thank you, Shlomo.
Rabbi Fitch, the Rebbitzin.
Amen.
Thank you. Next time on the bass.